Now, in the new book, Karen mentions a documentary called Is Sleep Going Extinct? And that got us wondering what this fictional documentary would sound like. Chances are it would not sound anything like this.
The dodo. The saber-toothed tiger. The 8-track tape. Is sleep about to join them on the list of extinct species? Is it more likely that Godot will show up before Mr. Sandman does? Today, we answer the question, is sleep going extinct? Is capitalism kicking sleep out of bed and forcing it to wander the streets aimlessly? Jonathan Crary is the author of 24/7, Late Capitalism and the Ends of Sleep.
One of the ways in which I talk about sleep is as a figure or as an example of other possible barriers to the relentless financialization and monetization of social space.
Jessa Gamble.
We're living in a culture of jet lag, global travel, 24-hour business, shift work. Our modern ways of doing things have their advantages, but I believe we should understand the costs.
Is it true that even a man with one eye can see something bad's gonna happen to me? Me being a person who can't sleep? To find out, we asked one of Australia's leading sleep scientists, Dr. Craig Biddlecombe.
Yeah, I've only got the one eye, so I don't have proper depth perception. I've tried 3D glasses, doesn't really work. But I can tell you, if you can't sleep, something bad is going to happen to you. There's a direct cause and effect relationship. It's like that DirecTV commercial. When you can't sleep, you become irritable. When you become irritable, your girlfriend leaves you. When your girlfriend leaves you, you spend more time at Starbucks flirting with that cute barista named Lola. And when you flirt with that cute barista named Lola, her jealous, homicidal ex-boyfriend, Rocket, is gonna kill you. So, yeah, even a man with one eye can see that something bad's gonna happen to you if you can't sleep.
That's it for our conversation about sleep. But how have you been sleeping? And what do you think about the commodification of sleep? You can join the conversation on our Facebook page.